Zou jij graag met dieren willen werken en heb je een paar uurtjes vrije tijd? De dierenbescherming is dringend op zoek naar vrijwilligers. Voor de verzorging van asieldieren, voor op de dierenambulance, maar ook naar scholenvoorlichters en collectanten. Kijk voor de mogelijkheden bij jou in de buurt op dierenbescherming.nl/vrijwilligerswerk.
Wil jij Nederlands leren? Beter met de computer overweg? Of wil je leren goed om te gaan met geld? Kom dan naar het Leef- en Leerpunt op Oba Bijlmerplein. Het Leef- en Leerpunt is dé plek in de bibliotheek waar je terecht kunt met al je vragen over taal, rekenen en omgaan met de computer. Kom langs en ga gelijk aan de slag. Je vindt ons op Bijlmerplein 393 in Amsterdam Zuidoost. Meedoen is gratis. Oba, leef en leer.
In Tropenmuseum Junior staat er een vliegtuig voor je klaar. Reis mee en laat je verrassen in Zizo, Marokko. Boek nu je ticket op tropenmuseumjunior.nl.
Soms vraag ik me af hoe we zoveel mensen op de vlucht kunnen opvangen.
We zijn soms bang voor andere godsdiensten.
Ja, onze vrijheid en cultuur is me heel veel waard.
Ik weet soms echt niet meer wie ik moet geloven.
Maar wat ik wel weet, is dat het mensen zijn zoals jij en ik.
Ik zou waarschijnlijk hetzelfde doen.
Natuurlijk vinden we dat vluchtelingen bescherming nodig hebben.
Menselijk blijven, dat is het minste wat je kunt doen. Stay human.
Ga naar stayhuman.nu.
U zit 20 seconden vast aan deze commercial. Willem, nierpatiënt, zit 4 uur vast aan een groot apparaat. 4 keer per week. Niet naar school, niet naar buiten. De Nierstichting wil de kunstnier klein maken. En de wereld van Willem weer groot. Draag bij aan de draagbare kunstnier met 2 euro. SMS Nier naar 4333.
U luistert naar Salto Stads FM. Kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Ja, we zijn begonnen. Live vanuit Pakhuis de Zwijger luistert u naar Songwriters Guild live op Stads FM met Ro Half Hyde. En we hebben het komende uur muziek van Tom Bright en Anna Pancaldi uit Engeland. We gaan eerst even luisteren naar wat muziek van artiesten die volgende week komen spelen. Te beginnen met Sky Wallace. Gaan we luisteren naar het nummer Swing Better.
Swing, better swing. This is the last time I will let you touch me with that thing. Take another look. My eyes are occupied with the violence. Reciprocating. Ooh. Ooh. You got another thing. Coming, boy, I'll tell you once and I swear to God I'll show you. Small, but I am mean. You made me mean. You made me do this. You did. Ooh. 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 I'm kept. I'm clean. I struggle with the scene. I'll be as good to you as you are to me.
I've been thwarted too many times. I know I may not see the other side.
Yeah, we were all laughing because of the fact that we're on Facebook, and the new we're on Facebook right now, but we're also live on the air. And Nick, this is Nick Veen, the deputies, and Nick Veen, the deputies, die gaan spelen ook volgende week op de radio show. Dit is het nummer Hold Me Back.
When he beats me down.
Ja, dat was dus Nick Vee en de deputies. En we gaan nu luisteren naar onze eerste live gast van vandaag. En dat is Anna Penkeldy, sorry. Oh my god, I made a mistake. Hi Anna, how are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I just
not
have
the first time my name's
really
pronounced like that, so don't feel bad. Yeah, I've definitely had worse.
Anna Penkeldy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Perfect.
So let's just start with a song. What do you wanna play?
Yeah, I'm gonna play you my brand new single because no one does that when they come on the radio.
Huh.
But yeah, it's called No More Make Believe. It's out in October.
Cool.
Come rest your head upon my knee. I'll sing just for you. Just as I intended to, I picture you here right beside me. Stay ever so near. close. You're so far away now. But when you come around, I'm gonna sing for you. All the songs I wrote just for side.
Great. So, thanks for being on the show. And I have a weird question because it has nothing to do with music. But
fire away.
Yeah, I read it on Spotify. So if you read it on Spotify, it must be true that you have your own gin brand.
I do. Yeah. I love gin. I've obviously got all the normal merch, but I kind of wanted to do something that was a little bit different. And I'm a great fan of gin, and my brother, when we were younger, used to make us elderflower cordial, so it's an elderflower infused gin.
I
thought, you know, when we became of age, just pop a bit of alcohol in there. It's real, it's true.
And it's called Joe's Gin, right? And where can you get it?
So at the moment, I'm actually just getting new batches made. So just from me or my website, Yeah.
Okay.
Which is me. I am my website.
You are your website.
Don't come to my house. Hello.
And where, I mean, that's
AnnaPankaldi.com.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So anybody who wants gin, that's the place to be.
Get in touch.
But has it got elderflower in it or?
Yeah, it's infused with elderflower and botanic. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
I do like it. I mean, I don't want to, I mean, I've got to say that, but I've drunk enough of it to.
To say, well, that's really good.
Yeah, to say that I think it's pretty nice. Yeah.
Okay, good. good. Let's get into the music then. Mm. You're a songwriter yourself. You write your own songs. Do you write your lyrics first, or do you start with melody? How's that work for you? What's your writing process?
For me, it's completely varied. I think for artists now too, it's kind of sometimes the lyrics come, sometimes it's the music. I mean, you know, I was out on a jog the other day and I had a little, you know, vocal idea, which I just popped onto a voice memo. So it can be as random as that, kind of sitting in a studio and writing. But yeah, for me, I definitely don't have sort of, you know, one process that works for me better. I think, you know, and the songs that, you know, are born in the most natural way come from a very deep place of feeling something very, very strongly. And I think for me, yeah, like one of my singles that came out last year called Brother. I wrote that within 8 minutes, and the lyrics, the melody, you know, and the piano accompaniment, it just all fell into place, which was one of those weird kind of magical moments. But they don't all happen like that.
No.
Yeah.
That's great. And do you write with other people? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I just started doing more co-writing. It has terrified me for a very long time.
I get that.
I think, yeah, a lot of the music that I write is very personal, and it's sort of something that I've kind of struggled to share with other people. So I think that's more kind of been the thing that's held me back from doing it. But I went and spent about 3 months in Los Angeles, and kind of my manager put me in a room with a lot of people, and it's I think it's opened me up to kind of writing in a slightly different style. And I think, you know, sort of moving forward, it's important to still write on your own, but so the collaborative process is important too.
So because you're your writing is quite poppy, or is that because of the people in LA that helped you out with it, or that contributed basically to the music?
I've been writing music. Most of the music that I've released are tracks that I've written on my own. So I definitely don't feel that time I spent there that I was heavily influenced by anyone else. And I think it's, you know, when you start out kind of wanting a career in the music industry, you quickly realize that, you know, you have to love what you're releasing. And there's always many, many people around you that sort of think a certain style of music might be better for you, or try and push you in a certain way. But, you know, if you yourself don't really believe in it, you're not going to want to do everything necessary to make everybody hear it.
That's true.
And I'm quite uncompromising on that. Not in a, you know, not in a too of a stubborn way, but for me, that's really an imperative part of having longevity in my career, is loving the music that I make first and foremost. And you know, there's so many songs that I've written that I will never release. So I'm, you know, I don't love everything I write. I throw away a lot.
Yeah. That's a good one. So you write a lot of songs, and you only use a couple.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
it's important to write a lot of things that are worth throwing away. And then you kind of, or I've had vocal melodies that I've written years ago that have popped back into my mind later on in time. It's funny how you can be reminded of those and incorporate them into something new later on, where you're like, that
and then
makes
it's,
sense.
So then it certainly works. Then it starts to work again. Yeah, good. So you got a single coming up. I believe you also have an EP that's part of that single, probably, or?
Yes. So October the 5th. I've got a brand new EP coming out, which is very exciting. And
good.
Then, touring across the UK and Germany. And it's cool. It's kind of got a slightly different sound. I've moved over onto the electric guitar. So, it's a bit different from what I've been releasing before, but it's a natural evolution that feels right. And it's just exciting to be, you know, moving things forward in a way that's not too dramatic. You know, haven't turned, not a rap artist yet.
No.
But it's, yeah, I think before also I was sort of struggling with sort of moving too far from what I'd already made. I felt kind of uncomfortable with that. So that's also been a real sort of process for me, being, you know, accepting that actually it's okay to evolve and it's important, but it doesn't have to be incredibly dramatic. Great songs are always great songs. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And so you say electric guitar. Do you play live with an electric guitar then, or how do you?
So this tour will be, yeah, the first tour playing on that.
And with a band, or?
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, it's a band tour, which is also exciting, because I've previously, it's kind of just been the London headline shows that I've had that. But for this tour, the band are coming out with me. So
that's great.
It's nice to have some pals on the road.
But that's not this tour. It's the coming.
It's in October.
Right. Because you're now touring as well, right? Or is this
this is like, I'm doing a couple here in Eindhoven. But yeah, but the official tour starts with the release coming out. And
right. So when are people in the Netherlands going to be able to see you?
Well, I will definitely be back next year. Next year, I'm touring back in the States and I'll do a European tour.
Yeah.
So, you know, just book out all of next year. If you listeners don't mind, that'll be great. Hopefully see you then.
And I hope to see you in the studio again as well then.
Yeah, I'd
by
love
that
to
time.
Come back.
But yeah. So let's switch places for your co-conspirator, Tom Bright.
Amazing.
And
do you like your strap?
I do need that. Yeah.
We have another guest. We hebben nog een andere gast, Tom Bright. Hij gaat voor ons ook een paar liedjes spelen. En ze hebben de gitaarband hebben ze gedeeld. Ze zijn een beetje on a shoestring, heet dat dan, hè? You guys are on a shoestring, you're sharing guitar straps and stuff.
Yeah. Times are hard for musicians, yeah.
I know.
We were nearly sharing a guitar. Maybe in left-handed.
Yeah, Tom Bright is in lefty. So
very generous.
Krijg je dat weer.
I've spent the last year converting to being a right-hander, just for you.
All right.
No.
So, Tom, what song you want to start with?
Oh, I've not really thought about that.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Wedding Bells.
Wedding Vows? Mm.
Good. Wedding Bells.
Wedding Bells. Oh, yeah. I heard about that one.
I think it goes like this.
Lattes, pill, lattes, take the edge off her day. She's gotta pick the kids up from school, 'cause he's working away for a fifth week straight. She's made to wait again. Oh, she's boxed in by boredom. He starves her of attention. In rare conversation, he only ever mentions big money deals done over flash fancy meals and champagne. And she thinks this what we've become. Yeah, she thinks this what we've become. This is not the fairy tale you promised. Since I said I do, you've been dishonest. This what we've become. Dreams that she shelved. Back then she was besotten, and then came the wedding bells, and now she feels forgotten. She didn't give up her life
to be this washed out wife. And now she thinks, is this what we've become? Yeah, she thinks, is this what we've become? This is not the fairy tale you promised. Since I said I do, you've been dishonest. Is this what we've become? Is it the secretary keeping him from home? It's the secrecy that makes you feel alone. He used to praise her independence. Now if he was bound by a hefty sentence. And now she thinks, is this what we've become? Yeah, she thinks, is this what we've become? This is not the fairy tale you promised. Since I said I do, you've been dishonest. Is this what we've become?
Nice.
Woo! Great, man. You want to do another one?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Why not? And I'm gonna... Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a mic.
Cool. And I'm gonna move this mic. The thing is, anything is possible.
Yeah.
Never let anyone tell you otherwise.
We should have like some strings in the background. Okay.
G strings or.
Ah.
Okay, cool.
So, what's the name of this song?
This next song is called Storm in a Teacup. And I wrote it fairly recently it's going to be a single that comes out in the new year, and it's to raise awareness for mental health. Part of the profits will go to a charity based in London called Sane. So,
okay.
There's going to be, you'll hear a lot about it.
Great.
Towards the end of this year.
Yeah, good.
Closed, bottled it up so nobody knows. I wear a fake smile on my face. I need a hand to help me out this place. I wanna tell you I'm not so fine. There's a lack of sunshine in my mind. I wanna tell you I'm not okay. The storm in the teacup won't go away. I suffer in silence on my own, too afraid to pick up the phone. So heavy, I can't lift my head. I wanna tell you I'm not so fine. There's a lack of sunshine in my mind. Oh,
tell you I'm not okay. The storm and the teacup won't go away. Tell you I'm not so fine. There's a lack of sunshine in my mind. Whoa. I wanna tell you I'm not okay. The storm and the teacup won't go away.
I mean, that's a great tune with for a very good cause as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'll be talking with you more about that. I just heard that Sam Brooks is also on the album.
Well, that song. We got a few. I rounded up a few guest appearances on that particular song. We recorded it a few weeks ago.
Great.
Kind of helped me out with production stuff. So. Yeah,
yeah, Sam. I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. So
he's a really top boy, Sam.
Yeah,
he's one
of
the best.
Yeah, he is.
And yeah, so we've done quite a lot of writing together actually recently.
Okay, great. Well, let's go back to Anna Pancaldi and have her play a couple
switch
of tunes.
Up.
Yeah, let's switch her back.
Ah, the strap, the infamous strap.
That strap.
Here we go.
That cheeky little strap.
Yeah. So
musical strap.
Well,
Anna's now
glass swapping.
Anna do new hair strap
glass
on.
Swapping. It's a beautiful thing to witness on radio. Witness definitely can't witness anything on radio. Just bear with.
Well, we're ready, I guess, for the next song. Anna Pancaldi in the house. What song you want to play for us?
So, I'm going to play for you, as I put on my guitar strap with my brilliant hat that's never in the way. This is working really well, and you can all see it on Facebook Live. I'm going to play for you a song called All That I Am.
Old which, As I Am.
Yeah, I wrote about sometimes feeling frustrated about just kind of not feeling like you're enough and... you know, it's so easy to get stuck in that kind of frame of mind and yeah, so.
And, Tom, can you do the mic?
Oh, yeah. Bloody left-hander,
zeg. Ja, we hebben een linkshandige en een rechtshandige gitarist. Lekker handig. Ik ben zelf ook links, dus ik kan aan meegenieten. Okay, so, yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
I have this crystal vision, but with such precision, but am I enough? Am I enough? And all these thoughts that crop on my mind tell me that I am never enough. Oh, I'm never enough. Won't you teach me how to rewrite the lines? Won't you teach me how to rewrite the lines? See all that I am. I give to you, I give to you. It won't overcome me, but it's omnivide me. Cause I'll be enough. Said I'll be enough. And soon I will discover it's possible for me to be enough. Oh, to be enough. Won't you teach me how to rewrite the lines? Won't you teach me how to rewrite the lines? And over my heart, and over my head. Cause spinning hard needs to forget. See, all that I am is all that I give. And I give to you, I give to you, I give to you. You know what I need, you know what I need. You know what I need, you know what I need. And over my heart, and over my head. Cause it's been a hard day to forget. See, all that I am is all that I give. And I give to you, I give to you, I give to you. See, all that I am is all that I give to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You want to do another one?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be lovely.
Now that you're there with the right strap
now
on
I'm
and stuff.
Relaxed. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Amazing.
What do you want to play?
A lovely show, by the way. It's lovely. I feel really nice and calm in here.
Oh, good.
I'm normally like in a mild panic on radio, but this is good.
That's what we want. That's what we're aiming for. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is called Stay Right Here.
Ooh, oh, oh. Home sweet home, many there have been, nestled there amidst those walls I need to be. There you may find him, he's a wonder to me. Ever glowing, never changing, that's what he is to me. And if not there, I'm gonna find him on a hilltop, seeking peace and serenity in the wild. When you find him, won't you take me to his side with him? Cause right there's where I need to be. And when I find you, oh, won't you make a pact with me? Oh, never will I leave your side. Oh, promise you never. Find him on a hilltop, should make a pact with me. Or never will I leave your side. Or promise you'll never leave mine. I'll never leave mine. So need you to stay right here. I need you to stay right here.
Yeah, so I want to thank you for being on the show.
Such once pleasure.
More. We're going to hear one more song of Tom Bright.
Mm.
And plus an interview.
He's really talented.
Yeah.
Tom.
So Tom, yeah. So let's make one more final switch, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, one lovely
more,
listeners.
Oh no. Yeah. And I got some nice feedback from people. They really liked the music so far, so... Yeah, well, you can read it all back on Facebook, so.
Yes.
That's what it's for, if not for anything else.
It's for everything else.
Oh, no, I hope not.
No.
No, I want to abandon Facebook, but this is the only thing I really like about Facebook, is the live streaming of the radio show. Yeah. So, Tom, what do you want to play for us?
I will love you and leave you with a song... called Bless Our Generation.
Oh yeah, and that's great. But
for everyone.
Good. But let's first ask you a little bit about your music and stuff, because I totally forgot that. We're gonna do the interview first, and you can in the meantime, of course, place your mic the way you want it to and stuff like that.
Good thinking, Batman.
And so Tom, you wrote a song about mental illness. Is
well,
that a song you wrote? Or?
It's just, you know, it's. I think there's a big thing with people just not being honest with themselves and
right.
speaking out. So, I mean, I just locked myself in my flat one morning after my eggs on toast and 20 minutes later I had a song. So, yeah.
That's really fast and it's a good song. I really like the
Thank you
the
very
melody
much.
Of it.
I hope it speaks to people
yeah.
when it comes out, you know. So it's, yeah, hopefully it does... people some good in the world.
Yeah. And like you said, it's part of a good cause, like an organization, right?
Yeah, I spoke to the charity. I spoke to Sane, and they're a smaller outfit based in North London where I live.
Mm.
And I was on the phone to them and I learned that they don't receive any government funding, which is was absolutely like
yeah.
I was mortified.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, well, you know,
that's
it's not
going
to bring in millions,
it.
But it,
yeah.
any you know anything that I can do to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hopefully it will be great.
I mean, yeah.
Hopefully it speaks to
people. Will pick it up. It's
yeah.
a great song. Did you recorded it? It's on Spotify and stuff.
It's recorded. It's not on anything, mate.
Not
It'll
yet.
Be out.
It'll be out.
the turn of the year. Well, I'm going to set up a, oh, like a donations thing.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be around at the end of the year.
Early next year, that particular song will be.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit, little bit about your songwriting. How do you go about it?
Well, annoyingly, and the more I do it, you know, I tend to knock them out at the rate of knots at the moment. And, you know, I'll be sitting having dinner with my girlfriend and she'll be telling me about her day. And then I'll really rudely interrupt her and say, don't take offence, but I've just got to go in the other room, get this idea down. And so it's a constant thing. It's a constant battle.
Yeah.
Which is good. I can't turn it off at the moment. It's nice.
Okay, great. So they're just coming.
They're just coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've written one right now.
Really?
It's called It's Coming.
How do you know?
It's there. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you know you got it?
It came.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you put it down? What do you,
it's down.
It's already down.
Yeah.
Can you play it for me? A little bit?
You were going to be the one to kiss on my bonfire, weren't you?
So just a little bit of the snippet of the idea that you got.
I think it would be like Darren Brown telling you how he made that rabbit disappear. So I can't do that.
Ah, like that. No. Yeah.
Now you see it, now you don't.
It's like you're a magician or an illusionist and you don't want to give away your tricks.
I guess that's what it is, but without the magic.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and without the tricks.
Well, it is sort of magic in a way. I mean, creativity.
I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. No problem. I was just curious.
What I'll do, though, is I'll go back to AJ's and I'll get it down.
Yeah.
I've now set myself an annoying little challenge, which I have to honour, and I'll send it to you.
No, yeah, that's great. And I'll play it on the radio.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'll write it. All right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I wanted to ask you one more question. It's about something I read in your bio, which is like you are the the bard of the underbelly.
Yeah.
Has that got to do with...
Someone called me that. Folk Radio UK called
UK
me that.
UK Folk Radio.
The bard of the underbelly. I like that line.
Yeah.
But so, the underbelly is a criminal world, to be honest.
Right.
So...
Mm-hmm.
I've never murdered anybody.
Okay.
I've never gone to the very depths of the underbelly. I just want to clarify that.
Are you roaming in the underbelly? Or are you just fantasizing about it? Journaling about
it? I have put a toe into the underbelly every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Rolled around in it.
Hmm.
Treaded above water, never drowned.
Yeah.
I've never been to prison, basically.
Yeah.
I've never done anything too bad.
And you got sympathy for the people who are walking around there. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what you are the bard of.
I'd like to ask them that, actually.
Because your subject matter, is that a lot about the down and trodden people?
I think maybe a lot of my songs so far have been about certain characters in a bit of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're stories, really, that I've kind of... Yeah, so I guess that's exactly what they meant when they said that.
Yeah. And so the lyrics, your lyrics must be important as well, then. That's a really...
Well, I try to write lyrics that make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And paint a picture.
Right.
You
know? And tell a story. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of self-indulgent music,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's, you know, just people not connecting. And, you know, I've written songs about men with drink problems and stuff, you know, where
yeah.
actually, you know, I'll listen to it myself and think, yeah, I probably shouldn't have another one tonight.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for opening up about that.
Yeah, all good. So, yeah, this next song is about that social media that we're broadcasting on right now.
Yeah.
It's called Bless Our Generation. And, you know, it's for people my age and slightly older and younger and much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And the world that we live in right now. There's kids in prams with iPads in their hands, 'cause glowing screens killed magazines, but we just don't understand. 'Cause if it ain't trending, it ain't bending. Our social media soaked minds, we don't know we're born, we're weaned on free porn. What bloody awful times. Bless our generation and our lack of conversation. Blame the internet and how it left nothing to imagination. Bless our generation and our lack of absolutely nothing. Back in the day when you used to ask folk out, swiping checks and it hashtags, a pound was a large amount. But with these shifting plates came closed off states, and we were forced into isolation, 'cause the politicians sold bad decisions and divorce for our generation. So bless our generation and our lack of conversation. Blame the internet and how it left nothing to imagination. Bless our generation and our lack of absolutely nothing. While crypto hypnotizes banks and they spend the money producing tanks, and while terrorism boosts consumerism, we'll know exactly who to thank. We'll be dissecting diesel from our lungs while the government dissolve the funds of an NHS stripped to a vest. We'll be starkly reminded who had it best. Bless our generation and our lack of conversation. Blame the internet and how it left nothing to imagination. Bless our generation and our lack of absolutely nothing. Though there's nothing wrong with that, it's just a matter of fact. Bless our generation and our lack of absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's totally, yeah, I totally got that song. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having
yeah,
me and Anna.
Yeah.
And AJ and Matt.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice
AJ, thanks. AJ, thanks for bringing in all these wonderful talent, talents.
Yeah, thanks to AJ for sorting, and thanks, and nice to meet you.
Yeah, anytime you are back in town, just give us a call.
What about if I moved to town?
Yeah.
And I was calling you all the time.
Yeah, it'd be great.
There we go.
I can do it. I can handle that.
Okay.
Okay. Ik ga even af. I'm going to end the show. We gaan nog één liedje luisteren. We gaan één liedje luisteren van de Brother Brothers. Daar heb ik net een sessie hiervoor nog een sessie van opgenomen. En dit is een nieuwe single. Volgende week zijn we er weer. Met als live gasten René Elenbaas. My old buddy René Elenbaas. Sky Wallace en Nick Faye. En we gaan misschien volgende week op een ander tijdstip uitzenden. Maar dat gaan we nog wel zien dan. In ieder geval gaan we wel gewoon weer Facebook livestream doen. Okay, dit is dan The Brother Brothers met Frankie.
See, shake 'em if they wanted to. So let's get some ice, and I'll bring booze, and we can sit by the water. Well, lately I've been thinking about some people I know, with their hands on their hearts and their eyes down their nose, just looking at the world like it's something they hold, trying to make it do something. And I just look at that lady, she's standing out there, looking out at the water. She ain't lonesome or scared, it's like she's known something for hundreds of years. It's a candle she's burning. Sight.